And a very good morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Nick the Most Batson, and I'm the Commander-in-Chief at TipTV.co.uk. The date, Thursday, the 18th of December. We're here 10 a.m. every day covering markets and sport live from the heart of London. St. Paul's purpose, make you money through thought-provoking ideas. Strong conviction tips for short-term trading. As we always say, do not gamble with what you cannot afford to lose. So, can we go to live charting? Can we have a look at how the markets are faring this morning?
Yep, hopefully we're up around 40 points. I think yesterday I sort of said there was a bit of resistance at 63.30. That was a sort of three-day resistance. The floor today is around 63.36, so that shows that we have a possibility that old resistance has become new support.
Yeah.
My next target would be the initial November support, which was 64.44. But I suppose you could argue that above 63.30, we're basically back in the range of what we had, you know, 63 to 68 or 60.
So technically, you're not too worried.
Yes, you know, sort of like, yes, crossing fingers. Okay. But it just looks a little bit better now that, you know, there's been the shakeout. Oil stocks are bouncing back quite sharply, actually. I mean, as if that was it. I mean, as if it was actually an overshoot on the downside.
Right.
So that, maybe we can talk about that.
Okay, well, let's go through a few stocks. Let's start with AstraZeneca, AZN.
Yeah, they've had another drug approval. I think they're on a bit of a roll on the drugs approval type of situation there. Rising trend channel. I think I've been talking about this for quite a long time. Rising trend channel there. So even though there's a disappointment of not being taken over by Pfizer, the shares are still above the 200-day moving average, 43.61, and while that remains the case, looking for 48 again, so a sort of a trading range.
Okay, let's have a look at Lloyds. Obviously, the
government's still trying to get some cash for the general election. I think they're looking to sell over 75 pence, something like that.
Yeah.
Obviously, that puts a seat. Well, that's sort of, you know, if you know there's a seller, a forced seller in there, you probably wouldn't be looking to buy it at these levels. But maybe towards 70 pence is more of a buying level. 70 to 75 would be a trading range.
Okay, LSE saying high volumes, which
yeah, they seem to be living. You know, I don't think there's anybody who's sort of said that there's great liquidity, great volumes, great great excitement in the stock market, but apart from the LSE. But I suppose they should know.
Yeah.
And I think they told us a couple of weeks back that there's lots of IPOs in the pipeline, lots of juicy stuff for them. So a very very strong looking chart here.
Okay.
Support at the 50-day average. You're looking for the uptrend to continue to 24.25.
Afrin. Decent bounce.
Very decent bounce. Obviously, the shares are sort of, I mean, they had a nightmare with that sort of corporate governance issues and other issues like that. Quite a strong bounce here from very oversold levels. Maybe back towards 50. The initial December support wouldn't be sort of pushing it, even if we go back down again after that.
Okay. Solo?
Solo Oil, stock that I identified at the crack of dawn today, which seems to have behaved itself. We're up about 20-30% there. Very nice to see a gap through a gap above the 200-day moving average there. So that sort of gets the shares back within a rising trend channel, which would be sort of like that.
Okay.
And looking for a return to the top of the range.
Cool. BPC,
Bahamas Petroleum, another private investor favourite. Actually hasn't been too bad in the sense that we've got this major support area at 2 pence, and that has basically held. So we just a little bear trap earlier in the week.
Right.
But that is, you know, that's it's good when you see something like that. You see sort of a
1, 2, 3 and a snap back. Okay, and finally CZA.
Coal of Africa, up about 15-17 pence today. Looks a little bit better, but still a bit early. Probably you would want to see it back above, let's say, the 20-day moving average. In these situations, you need some sort of a momentum, a technical momentum signal,
right,
which we haven't quite got there yet.
Okay, let's take our first break, and then we're going to go straight back into Mr. Craig.